Truth app and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Great morning, Truth Nation. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. You know what you can't be late to? The Truth Family Fest happening on Saturday, this Saturday, no, August you
can't
22nd.
You can't be late because if you're late, you're going to miss us.
That's it.
And I mean, come on now.
That's all I'm saying.
You know you want to come kick it with us.
That's all I'm saying.
We need everybody right out there.
You're going to learn.
11 a.m. That's
part.
When we going to kick it off.
I got here at 11:01. You're late.
Now you're late.
There you go. And
well, I might give you a little credit. I might have some excuses.
Man,
what?
We're only there until noon.
Oh, yeah. We're only there for an hour, y'all.
That's us, though.
That's us.
The whole team, we there from 11 to 2.
Yeah. But we.
That's right.
Are only going to be there.
From 11 a.m. to noon.
From 11 to noon. That's it.
You get there at 12:01, you be like, where Blow at? He gone already.
Yeah. Bailey, too. Out. The seniors are calling me.
Hey, listen, the wedding and the wedding reception is calling me.
Yeah. They going to be waiting for me when I get to the door.
I got to have music started by 1 p.m. as they are outside gathering. And then at 1:30, the wedding starts.
I got to 12:30 to get over there and see about them. They'll be looking at me like, where you been?
Yeah, I'll be closer to mine than you are to yours. Yeah. Mine is on the lakefront at the War Memorial.
Oh, yeah, mine is in Brookfield.
Oh, yours is like closer than mine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See?
I'm in Illinois.
See?
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah.
Elgin.
So I just go make a couple of turns, and then I'm down where I need to be.
Yeah.
At the lakefront.
That part.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, talking about this gas station, I think that the hours difference that they're asking for is very reasonable because we have seen what these 24-hour gas stations and some of the crime that it attracts.
Right.
Especially in some of the areas in which we live.
Right. Well.
Not you.
Bailey. Not me.
Not you. No. Bailey, yours can be open 365 days a year, 24/7.
Well, you know what? Let me just.
Not.
Let me just
not,
tell you.
Not
the
in
truth.
My area. Sherman Park area? No.
Let me just
we ain't
tell
doing
you.
That.
Let me just tell you the truth.
East Burleigh? Yeah.
We got one gas station that is open 24/7.
Okay.
The rest of them in my area, they all close down at like 10 o'clock or something.
Hey.
You know, 10, 11 maybe. But there's one gas station in our area that's open like that. That's the only spot.
And if you think about other communities that may not be dominated by people that look like me, you drive in there after 9 o'clock, everything closed. Like we,
oh man!
What,
listen,
we got, what reason we got be, to be open?
I mean,
and even their restaurants might close by 10.
Let's be realistic.
The dining restaurants.
The sidewalks roll up here in Milwaukee usually pretty much at 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Someplace in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
That's all. Don't nobody need
everybody home from work.
Everybody trying to be at the crib.
And ate dinner.
At dinner time. And ain't nobody got time for all that because Pookie and them be out there trying to do what they do. ain't nobody trying to be out there with them and your cousin and them. They ain't trying to be there, Homer. They ain't got time for all that. Got time. Try to be at the house, have a productive life, do something nice, make your little money so you can go on your little trips. Ain't nobody got time for what Pookie and them got going on. Go on your girls' trips and your guy trips and then couples' trips. You know, everybody trying to be on a boat, on a cruise, on a nice island somewhere.
Right.
Having a moment or two.
Mm-hmm.
Booking them one out there trying to run the streets and cut up.
Right. So, yeah. So,
you better get your people. They need to go with the flow.
I daily try to.
You about to go on a boat?
Ship.
A cruise
is a ship. Not to be confused with a boat.
Now I've been on a yacht or two.
Me too. But the yachts you've been on have been Diddy and R. Kelly.
Whoa.
Birdman, thank you.
Okay. And Birdman, too.
Birdman was it. I am not going to lie. Yes, I have been to a Diddy party or two, but it is not. I was there when the PG activities were going on. I was not there for the baby oil function. No,
it was on premises.
No,
it was on premises.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't see it while I was there.
You slid past it.
You try to be slick with that one.
Stop. Homer, order in the studio. Okay.
But I'll have to tell you all one day about my.
Yeah.
I got drugs.
No.
My booty.
No. Oh my gosh. No. Not
that
at all.
Was a nice stealth hotkey.
No.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was?
No.
Made you
no look. Drugs were involved.
He didn't say you.
I think the most interesting story I have, and some of you have heard it, is my R. Kelly story.
Bust it open.
No. Oh!
Perfect. Oh, these hot keys are on point for you, baby.
No. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Say, okay, so you, we'll say that, like you said, for another time. You kept going. Corey Haywood, great morning. Again, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube
page.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody on our YouTube.
Hit that
make
like
it
and subscribe. But Corey Haywood said,
make
Bailey, no
what?
More trips.
What?
These ninjas have made it so bad.
You know what, Corey? You're right.
And
they have.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, but they're both in jail now. So.
No, they're in prison.
Prison. Okay. Sorry, prison.
Jail and prison.
Prisons.
Two different things.
I heard R. Kelly was going to get out. But see, they waiting on him. If he get out of one, then they got another one waiting on him.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
Yeah, he got a lot.
He got a lot going on.
He got a lot going on. Corey Haywood said, who owns the gas station is a black Middle Eastern. The corner of a gas station is the bodega. I hope they have a nice food pantry, maybe a car wash if it's owned by the Sheikh family. They showed the person on the news clip that we shared. Did look of Middle Eastern descent. But, yeah, they showed the woman. They showed a woman. And I'm sure there's more than just her. But they did
she
show her on
Hispanic.
That.
She could have been Hispanic.
Gas station. Stop it, Bailey.
Well, she could have been.
Stop it, Bailey. Stop it. Don't you ever. Stop it, Bailey. No. Stop it. Stop it.
What?
There
what is the problem?
Bailey.
What?
Okay. So, okay.
I don't understand.
I'm not.
Gonna, what's the problem?
Listen, I'm just saying, you're going to learn today. Reggio on our YouTube says, smoke and vape, that's all we see. We don't need those negative things. Robert Kennedy, Mahdi ain't banned that cigarette ban coming in Project 2027. Let's see, Dwayne, great morning. Let's see what else we got on the Truth Talk text lines. Well, no, I mean the YouTube page. Are you checking Facebook, Bailey? Are you checking Facebook?
I'm trying to check Facebook.
Babar
right
said,
now.
Go to the gas station. Look how the store's set up. Black and Miles, THC. Swishers are up to the window. Nobody buying a full tank of gas and air freshener sticks. That was a track. Sketchy people. Corey Haywood said, check the parking and see if there are any bicycle races and crap down at the lake. We buried the dead. Let's see. Let's see, Corey Haywood said, hey, black people, give me some Bailey's coffee, honey. Honey for the Bailey's coffee. All right. Abstract Noir 414 says, speaking of flock cameras, I think people should stream their outdoor cameras to CCTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we were talking like during the break, me and producer, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, the association of the people who have designed and run the flock camera system and who they are. And we talked about it once before as it relates to the movie and the book and the documentaries on the Minority Report. What I just need people to understand, because his thing is, you know, he don't want Big Brother watching. Big Brother has been watching. Big Brother is going to continue to watch. Anybody that uses GPS, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Anybody that's getting a signal and like, we got 5G, we got 4G, we got whatever. Hello. Like, people just think that they get these phone calls and they're not sent ping, 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 and then you answer.
Do that again. I like that.
Ping, 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 and then you answer.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Ping, 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 ping.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cell phone symphony.
Ah.
Wi-Fi symphony.
Okay.
You know, like, why do you think it's called Wi-Fi? I mean, who do you think controls the satellites?
Yeah. Well, I was telling you guys in my hometown.
Yeah.
Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you know what they do?
What's that?
They got flock cameras everywhere, first of all.
Okay.
And if you make a traffic violation, say, for example, you're going 35 into 25.
Mm-hmm.
They take a picture of you. They send it along with your ticket to your house. Because they got your plates and everything, so they know where you live and who you are. They send it right to you. $150.
Yeah, that's like those red light cameras that they have. And they send, they send it, you know, up close and personal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. See, the problem with Milwaukee and some other places, in my opinion, is a lot of times...
Mm-hmm.
The people don't have license plates.
Well?
And it's a stolen vehicle. So then people get tickets Stolies. And it wasn't.
Stolies?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ugh. You know, the people that should be, you know, like that's just like the ones that disrespect these Mario go-kart speed bumps.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not in their car. So oftentimes yeah. they don't give a damn how hard they go over
right.
these bumps.
They don't care.
And, you know, potholes. And all. Right.
I mean, ain't nobody out here trying to make a Stolie last.
Right. they going to leave it somewhere destroyed.
Yeah. You know what? It irks me that they even have a name for a stolen car other than a stolen car.
Yeah.
They got Stolie. Stolie.
And it's a dance that goes along with it.
There's a dance?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. So if you think you can get away from Big Brother and Big Sister, you just go underground. And even underground, somebody's going to find you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have air. You're going to have to get it from somewhere. You're going to have canisters. You're going to have things stored in your bunker. And guess who made the things that you got stored in your bunker?
That part.
Hello. Your satellite radio or phone. Hello.
You're on Facebook. You're on Instagram. You're on TikTok.
They don't know where I'm at.
Give it
I'm far, far away. you're listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Big Brother. Hi.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
.7 The Truth, home of Truth Family Fest at the Riverside High School, Riverside University High School, this coming Saturday, the 22nd. Make sure you're in the building. It kicks off at 11 a.m. Okay, check it out. Are your finances low? Your mindset off track? Are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon, only on 101.7 The Truth. It's about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the morning. There's another. Let's see, Corey. Hey, what's that picture of your hair is perfect, girl. Talking about you, Bailey. Homer, you ain't got no hair, just that beautiful smile, your blackness. I feel like black people in general, especially since a lot can't read. We're going to go into, make sure you're in the building and take off at 11 a.m. Yeah, I'll be there. We'll be there.
Listen, we'll be there. We want you guys to be there because this is our first time out together, isn't it, Homer?
Yes.
And we got to do some more, stops and stuff.
Yeah, in our professional role, you know, we have had breakfast and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different times that we'd be together. But, yeah, as part of Truth Nation and Truth Family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get to see us all together. I'm bringing my damn gavel. I'm just telling you now.
Me and Homer been at Walmart together at the same time. These people getting on the intercom. Y'all, guess what? and in Menominee Falls, too.
Right.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, I'm going to have my, you know, because Bailey's going to say, what?
I am not.
Really?
I'm not.
You are.
I ain't.
Did you say ain't?
I ain't.
You know, I remember when somebody said, it was the craziest thing in the world. They're like, people be saying ain't. Ain't no word such as ain't.
That's true.
But how they going to use ain't no such word as ain't.
Right.
But
right?
They started ain't with no such ain't.
Word. Ain't no such word as ain't.
But you just use it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, my grandmother used to get me on that all the time.
You know, one of her. Right. jail.
Okay.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Okay.
Chaka Khan. You know, she's getting a live Broadway called I'm Every Woman. They're doing a live Broadway production.
Oh, wow.
A Chaka Khan called I'm Every Woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd go see that.
You know what? I love that video, the Whitney Houston version.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's in there. Yeah. She's in there at the end. I love that. That was a great song.
One of our Milwaukee aldermen is in the news again.
What?
Yeah, and he was in the news before when he done a letter of beauty, in my opinion.
A letter of beauty?
In my opinion. You know,
okay.
Everybody may not have looked at it that way.
Okay.
But in my opinion.
In your opinion.
Yeah, it was a letter of beauty. It's why I began to use the terminology of tumbleweave.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, y'all.
Tumbleweave! I'm just saying, listen. Just talking about the trash and the litter that people... were doing in his district and
discard.
Yeah, it was just all of that littering that was going on, and just seeing everything, the tumbleweave and everything else, and people was like, "So what are you saying?" And I was letting him know every time I was on the air, like, "Hey, I know exactly what you mean." Although he retracted it the following day because of pressure of people saying that he shouldn't have said that. What are you trying to say?
Black women don't like that type of terminology.
Well, a lot of black women should be fighting, and first thing they do is pulling their damn hair out and off because that's what's out there. You know, I got to call it like I see it. Most of the damn videos we see and show sometimes, and it shows them fighting. What's the first thing you see? Like, why do y'all even wear weave or glued in, track, whatever it is that you do, if you know you like to fight? Because it's the first thing that's going to be grabbed. They're going to grab it. They're going to pull your braids out. They're going to pull all that out. And then guess what? It ain't like they pick it up and say, I'm going to take it back to my beautician or whoever, my cousin who do my hair, and try to have it reattached. It's left there. So much so that people go around
streets.
And pick it up. Yeah, and be like, ah-ha, look at this. And now it's in the sewage system, and now you're the reason of floods. I know it's not true, but I'm just saying it has
That's
to
a
contribute.
Lot. That's a stretch.
And I'm just saying it has to contribute.
It's a
Do you
stretch.
Ever listen? This is why it's not that far of a stretch. This is why I say that. If you have a face bowl at home with a faucet and a woman who does her hair daily, maintenance, sometimes a few times during the day, and she does it over the face bowl, when she's combing and primping her hair,
baseball,
it goes inside of the basin, and it gets stuck inside the drain. And if you don't do regular maintenance, it creates an ugly gob that if you clean and you
baseball
stand in there, yes, in the bathroom, you can call it your basin. You can call it the, you know,
but sink.
No, baseball, because you got your face over the bowl. But I'm just saying, when you do that, you will pull up some gunk that will make you want to release your insides of whatever you have digested at that moment. It will be greasy. It will be gunky. You have to end
who
up.
Who checking their sink clean right now in their bathroom? Who
you,
is
you
it?
Better. You,
who,
you better. That's
who
why I'm draining
right
out
now
slow.
Doing that?
You better. You better. Or other than that, it's going to cost you a plumber. It's going to cost
who
you a plumber. They're
going
to
have
to run the
right
snake
now
through it. They're going to have to run the snake through it. A lot of us men, we bald headed by now, or the little pieces that may fall off of our hair ain't going to do it. But some of the women's hair, oh, yeah, y'all putting some things inside of that. And I'm just saying, to pull that out, like, what is all this? Hair balls. Whether it's natural hair or silicone, whatever it is.
Kevin said, that is so irritating. Clean your hair out of the sink.
Thank you.
Before it goes down the drain. That's right, Kevin. It's a sink.
When I think of sink, I think of kitchen. I think of kitchen.
Homer, I know it's not true. Bonnet time, girl. Homer needs a man wig. That was from Corey.
No, hell no. Like, look, this is how I am. This is what it is. I will not go around like LeBron James. I will not. I will not
LeBron
fake it until
one.
I mean, LeBron's hair go here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's already halfway gone.
It's already halfway.
And it's continuing to go. So it's
like,
bruh, just go ahead, man. Do the Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know
go
what
ahead,
I'm saying?
Let it go.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
You know how long it took Steve Harvey to let his go? Do you know how long it took him?
How long did it take him, Bailey?
Too long. He had that afro going on.
I
and
know.
He did the whole fake hair thing. You know how y'all be doing the fake hair thing. You could do the fake hair thing, get the spray on.
Mm-hmm. So,
you want to get the spray on, Homer?
Hell no.
So you're bald by choice?
Yes, I am.
Were you losing your hair or you just shaved it all off?
Bro, I just said I'm not going to be LeBron.
Okay, so it was falling off.
It wasn't falling off. It was hefty up here. I ain't want to look like no damn George Jefferson with the eagle nest. The hell we doing? I'm just saying. Birds landed on my head.
Listen.
Nah, hell no.
Listen.
Be like, we found home.
Listen.
We found home.
I had a cousin.
The hell up out of here.
I had a cousin. His was past the half-ro stage, right?
And see, mine, I didn't let it get that far for me.
But wait. It was back here, right?
See,
and
I'm saying I ain't doing
but
all
wait,
that.
But wait, Homer. He had his shaped.
I know.
He had a lineup.
They keep it grown.
He had a lineup. Kendall was like, Ma, why he got his, that ain't even a half row no more.
Bruh.
That's like a quarter fro.
Listen to the movie Frozen. The biggest song from the movie Frozen.
Why he have it lined?
Let it go. Let it go. It's not growing black. I ain't calling no Bosley. I ain't doing none of that.
No?
It's
no
gone.
Hair for men?
Nah, hell no. Nah. If it's gone,
it's gone.
I'm not going to be sitting around here looking half-assed.
Listen.
Like, no. Nah. So mine, when I saw it going here, when I saw it, like, the first little portion right here,
uh-huh.
I'm like, uh-oh. That don't seem like it's coming black. So what I'm not going to do is let it get black any further. So I never let mine get black to where people are like, damn, homie. Your hair used to be the man, homie.
Right, right.
No, I knew when it was time. I am proactive instead of reactive.
Okay.
So I said, it's time to let it go.
Uh-huh.
So, but when we come back from break, we will talk about this alderman
Westmoreland, and the image that he put up.
Uh-huh.
And it was an AI image. But, you know, for some people, like, man, that should be accurate. It costs $80,000 for that.
Do we have a copy of it? Are we going to put it up?
But you know what?
YouTube?
I guess we should. Yeah, it's in the story. It is a picture of it, too, in the story.
Can we pop it up on our YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. But the reason that it shouldn't have been true is because it's insured.
What?
So we would have been able to get another one. We got to take care of these bills. I'm late. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl Bailey Coleman. Listen, we were talking about the alderman, Lamont Westmoreland, and it seems that there's a situation of him posting a AI generated pic, and we want to play the clip or just put the picture up, because we can talk about it. We get it.
Well, yeah, play
yeah. Do
the
clip. Do the clip, and then we'll have the picture focused up for you too, so you can check that out. We're going to play this clip and bring you into what we're talking about right now. Mm. So, Xavier?
This is 23rd and Scott. This is on Milwaukee's south side. Look at this tree. Cut right in half, right down the middle. Just a mess out there as well. And then there's this.
Wow. That is just awesome.
Look at this video from Cudahy as the shelf cloud moved in. This is our viewer, Kim, says it rained buckets shortly after she took that video.
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get in.
All right. So I think that one is more of just showing the storm. But there are pictures on this. I don't know if it gets to that portion in there, but we do have the pictures of this situation. And what is so amazing about it is that the alderman ended up posing a fake picture, right? And it says Milwaukee alderman admitted he posted a fake image that depicted the mobile city art car, which was developed in an effort to curb reckless driving, crushed beneath a tree after Tuesday night storm. And it says, in the storm aftermath, We Energies reported thousands of customers without power. And what they're saying about what Alderman Westmoreland did in his initial Facebook post, it went up at 11:26 p.m. on Tuesday after severe weather watches and warnings expired. It included a fake image of the art car crushed underneath the tree. Looks like the big bad wolf came through Milwaukee tonight. He huffed, he puffed. And he blew quite a few trees down. Tonight's storm has left down and damaged trees throughout the city, the post read in part. Westmoreland's post then provided information on how to contact the city about fallen trees and debris, followed by a reminder for residents to please stay safe and use caution around down trees and branches, particularly if power lines are involved. When Fox 6 News asked Alderman Westmoreland about the post and image via email on Wednesday morning, less than an hour after Fox 6 inquiry, the alderman added a disclaimer on his Facebook post. He then shared the same disclaimer in response to our email. The car wasn't actually crushed by a tree. The image was created to grab people's attention and remind residents to report downed or damaged trees and make sure they know how to report them to the city, he wrote. And yes, I purposely used that car. For those who remember, I was pretty vocal about that taxpayer-funded car when it was rolled out as a way to bring attention to reckless driving. I thought it was an embarrassingly wasteful use of tax dollars. So when I needed a vehicle for this photo, there really was only one choice. It felt like a perfect opportunity. The tree damage is real. The car damage, not so much. The Black Story is officially dubbed the Moving City. The art car is a Ford Ranger covered in construction cones and messages. The Milwaukee Arts Board launched the project in August 2024. The Moving City was meant to highlight the dangers of reckless driving, and it cost Milwaukee $88,000. It was part of the city's Vision Zero goal to eliminate traffic deaths by 2037. So, the whole thing with that, though, is the problem, you know, do we have the image up? Okay, we're going to put the image up. Some of you have seen this car. This car has been, you know, at different places. You've seen the car, right, Bailey? In person?
Not in person.
You didn't?
No.
Hell no. I've seen it. I've seen it at events that I've been at. And it parked. But I've seen it going down the street.
Okay.
And when it catches your attention, it's like what the heck? Woo. People will slow down to check it out.
Okay.
And so in that sense, yeah, we see it on our screen in here. So in that sense, I guess it does somewhat what they wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about all of the reckless driving, I think that some of those reckless drivers would probably hit the car as opposed to slowing down. You know what I mean? Because they don't slow down for the bump outs. They got the yellow reflective lighting around it and the little signs on top that are yellow and black, trying to let you know that there's an object here. They don't slow down for that.
Mm-mm.
And the sad thing is, Alderman, and that's my friend and brother, Alderman Westmoreland, that $88,000 safety moving city project, it's insured, bruh. They would have been able to bring it black even bigger and better. They would have made money. And it would have been able to be replaced had it been crushed by a tree.
There you go. Insurance.
So, yes. Yeah,
they're probably insured by AmFam.
Right. American Family Insurance.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. So we would have had that and the original car.
Okay.
Because we'd have got it repaired, and the insurance would have paid for all of that.
There you go.
And then it would have been two of them. One on the north side, one on the south side.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Why the north side and the south side? Why couldn't it be out in?
Bailey, are you really trying to go there? Bailey, what I'm saying is, do you know how vast the north side and the south side are?
Yeah. Why couldn't it be out in Waukesha? Waukesha.
I know, but I'm just saying. So are there not parts of Waukesha that are on the south side? Are there not parts of Waukesha that are on the north side? I'm just asking. So I think that, again, to say north, south, because then you're going to have people be like, well, why don't we get one on the east side then?
There you go.
Why don't we get some on the west side? Because you get to the east side and the west side on the north side, going east or west. The same if you're on the south side. Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, that would have cost us, you know, well, the insurance would have covered it. But, yeah, we would have been, yeah, it'd have been like, what? You gonna learn today type thing. So what's your thoughts on that? Like, you know, were you offended?
No.
Did you think it was a cruel joke?
No. I didn't care at all. Because I ain't never seen the car before today. So there you go.
Minister Kevin said, I've seen it and still can't believe my eyes. Yeah, it's there. It's there. You get to, you know, really like see it. When you get to see it up close and personal, you're like, okay. But, yeah. Good thing or bad thing? You know, I think we've had these polls before.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We can use it kind of like on the way out. Do you think that moving city car was a good deal, a good idea, or bad idea? Yes or no?
Well, since I've never seen it in person, it's not doing its job because everybody should see it, right?
Yeah.
So, bad idea.
Okay. Xavier,
we could put that money someplace else.
Have you seen it?
No, but
see,
I
it's supposed to be a marketing piece. What happened?
Well, maybe you live in Shay Shay Foo Foo land, and so it didn't make it out there.
What?
Do you guys remember the dude that rides around with like the car with like all the graffiti on it and it's like blasting music?
Yeah,
out of it?
Yeah, he's deceased. Yeah. He's deceased.
Oh, I was wondering what happened to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad.
He's deceased. So a tree couldn't crush that car. The safety cones would have protected it, Minister Kevin said. But no, I mean, it's a sight to see. You know, it looks weird.
Can you put that back up? Put it back up so I can see it.
It looks weird, but it's a sight to see. And we'll take your calls. We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We're talking about the moving city car that Alderman Lamont Westmoreland posted. It's a fake AI-generated picture, but he was
That's
using
what it's
it
called,
to bring
the moving city car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bailey,
what?
I knew you was gonna say what. Listen, that's what I'm saying. What? Whenever she say what, you know, that's what we gonna get. We gonna get that. It's like you gonna learn today. You gonna learn today. But yeah, it's an art project. You know what I'm saying? The mobile city. Mobile City.
It's called Mobile City?
Yep, Mobile City. Mobile City art car.
What?
Because it can go anywhere. We got to take care of these bills.
Oh, no. How much they spent on that?
$88,000.
Oh, heck no.
Listen, we're going to break. We are going to break. We will talk about it when we get black.
We will talk about it when we get black. I can spend your money for you.
We can talk about it when we get black.
I can spend your $88,000 for
you. You're listening to Truth in the Morning.
This is crazy.
On the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got
to
take care of these bills, and we will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black. We are about to go to our Truth Talk text lines. We're talking about the Mobile City art car, and Alderman Lamont Westmoreland ended up putting up an AI pic of it after the storms. And, of course, he's always been vocal, as I read the story. He's always been vocal about he didn't like the car. He thought it was a waste of taxpayer dollars. And, you know, he would speak out about it. So I guess that gave him time to try to be like.
He was 100% right.
There we go.
Total waste of tax. I was looking.
Yeah.
Listen. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. For $88,000, I could probably do that for you. But it would be much nicer. Much nicer. Much nicer.
It would be Shay Shay Foo Foo.
I could line it up for you.
That's Before we go to...
A little duct tape, a little glue. That's all it would take.
You know, I think... Well, I'll say
I
that.
I could probably do two of those cars.
Right.
Maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably have a fleet for $88,000. I'm just saying, we could probably get a fleet. Put it all together.
You know what? Yeah, because we could have got them little cars, you know, them little ones, and just made it into a float.
It would have been.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Made it into a float.
We wouldn't have to involve any cones or anything.
Right. Well, you know, whatever it uses. But I'm just saying, we could take one of them little mini cars, them little foreign mini cars or whatever, and then just turn it into a float. Because all floats, they got the little engines in it, and sometimes somebody's driving
it. You ain't even got to do all that.
I'm just saying, but the little car shouldn't cost us that much.
No.
We can get one from Sanford and Son.
Yeah. We could probably even throw one of those little test dummies in there to make it authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it would be really nice.
And every now and then, it would crash out the windshield. Okay, I'm doing too much.
You know, but we can get something done for $88,000.
Shout out to my
probably pay a little daycare money out there.
Retired.
Feed some people.
Retired now. listening from Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, with the Brothers of the American Legion. He said, I have them listening for, I've had them listening for several months. He said, they love you. They want to know why citizens don't hold the heads of government accountable for the many societal ills, flocks, stoles, tumbleweed. Yeah, you know, that's what we're talking about. We're trying to find out.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out what Millicent has to say about the fake image. And we do have our YouTube poll up. Do you think the Mobile City Art Car was a good idea, yes or no? Millicent, great morning. We love you. What's your truth?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Well, I'm going to just say this, and I know y'all going to disagree, but $88,000, what have we in the city of Milwaukee put into the black community for $88,000, and it has lasted 3 years and hasn't been destroyed? Everything else we put in our community, we spend millions just to tear it up. Now the little cars, we're all hanging in there. We might need to make a bunch more of them.
Hold on, Millicent. Not according to Alderman Lamont Westmoreland. It's been crushed.
I know, but what I'm saying is we put $88,000 in a lot of programs, and y'all tear it up. This is the only thing that ain't been torn up. Think about it.
Alright.
The car went through the flood. The car went through everything and it's still here.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. That might have been the best $88,000 the city done spent.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what it does.
It doesn't do nothing, but it doesn't get torn up either. You put things in the community for your kids to do, y'all tear it up.
Okay. It don't do nothing.
It don't do nothing, and it's still here.
Okay.
Everything else, y'all tear up.
All right. Well, you got a point. They do tear everything up. Now, I ain't going to lie to you now. You got a point there.
Okay.
There it is, a survivor.
Okay, but so has it reduced reckless driving, in your opinion?
No.
So is it really, or was it really a good idea? I'm just saying, so.
Yes, because everything else, okay, we put things in the community to give kids something to do. Does it give them something to do? No. And we spend more than $88,000. We put things in the community to help you raise your kids right. Do y'all raise your kids right?
I'm talking specifically. Hang on, Millicent. I'm talking specifically that car. If that car hasn't decreased the amount of reckless driving, then it's not doing its job.
It's not doing anything. I'm going to agree with that. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
It has survived.
Yeah.
It survived.
It has certainly survived.
Yeah, it survived. Yeah. Until Alderman Lamont Westmoreland crushed it under a tree.
But I understand why he crushed it. It's but symbolism.
Thank you, Millicent. We thank you for your call.
And I do have pictures of it with my grandson. My grandson thought it was cute. He's 6. He thought it was cute.
I got to try to remember, did I take a picture with it? I think I just took a picture of it because it was there. Hey, it might be down at the lakefront today. I don't know.
It will be.
All right. at the National Night Out for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
I know, you know, it's a city vehicle, but, you know, the MPD and everybody be down at the National Night Out for Sheriff's Office.
Wait a minute. Kevin said it actually was more than $88,000 due to the repairs it needed after doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I would say maintenance more than repairs. You know, I ain't hear where it had to have repairs. But, yeah, maintenance, I'm sure. You got to keep it up. You got to keep it up.
It did nothing this whole time.
But it was listen, it did do something.
What?
It's been a conversation piece. People are talking about it.
How it did nothing and how it was a total waste.
Whatever they're doing, they're talking about it.
$88,000.
You know what I'm saying? You know how they say any publicity is good publicity? I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
But, yeah, you know how people say that.
Yeah,
so
right.
So people are talking about it.
All right, then.
Some people have even seen it.
Right. I have not.
Yeah, I have.
I've not. I've seen it on video.
I've seen it. I've seen it actually driving down the street.
I've not seen it in person. It's okay.
Yeah. But if
I've heard
if it hasn't brought
I've
down,
heard that it don't make it down the street. Was it a new car when it came out? What was it? What was it?
I read that information. Bailey, it's almost time to
check. Does it have a sign anyplace on? I didn't see any sign saying it's about reckless driving.
Yeah, no.
Just the cones on top. It's the alert, right?
Listen.
Is that the alert? Is that that's supposed to symbolize, the cones on the top?
It's a Ford Ranger covered in construction cones and messages. The Milwaukee Arts
I didn't see any messages.
Because you ain't seen it.
Okay. Right. Well, the picture.
It's supposed to be reducing traffic fatalities and all of the above, approaching to have creative things that capture the public's attention and start conversation. So that it's done. It hasn't, you know, reduced traffic fatalities, I don't believe. But, yeah, it's time to go, baby. Because you've got that look on your face.
Right.
And this is the Michael Jackson look. You can't win. What you got, Bailey?
Trust God, do good, and know that something great is going to happen for you. I'll check you tomorrow.
Check me out, Milwaukee's Lakefront. You'll hear me for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office National Night Out 2026 from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Free for the family and the community. Come on down. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. The award-winning Sherwin Hughes is up next with Truth with Sherwin Hughes. And it's from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by the lunch break from noon to 2 with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. I believe maybe Shannon may be in the studio on today. She's going to be here for the weekend and be at the Truth Family Fest. I believe that's what I heard. And then followed up by Ray Nitti doing overtime. And then we've got a tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m. It's Truth in the Morning. We'll holler at you tomorrow morning with what the business is.